Hey, you want that to go?
Time for a takeout. A quick look at some of the stories we're following today.
All right, open your boxes. Open your boxes. 1, 2, 3.
Oprah Winfrey's production company says the media titan's enormously popular daytime talk show will go off the air in 2011. Winfrey's planning to start her own cable channel. We're going to do sort of an Oprah Rorschach test with you today, because Oprah is an incredible presence and has been for more than two decades in media, and she means a lot of things to different people, whether you like her or not. What does she mean to you?
This is Anthony from Brewster. What Oprah does for me is she reminds my wife to nag me about something at least once a day. I'm glad she's leaving.
Tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytakeofthetakeaway.org. Joining us now, Brian Stelter, media reporter for our partners, the New York Times. What kind of news headline is this, Brian? How big is this headline?
We were talking last night in the newsroom about how big this is for television. It's probably the biggest move in television since Jay Leno went to NBC and decided to have the 10 p.m. time slot instead of leaving to another network. But, you know, after that, it's hard to think of a moment that's bigger than this. This is a seismic change both for broadcast and for cable.
Why is she leaving? Do we know?
You know, I expect that on her broadcast this morning, she'll say that she's leaving to focus on her cable channel, which is called OWN. It was supposed to launch, well, right about now. And now it's supposed to launch in 2011. It's been delayed again and again and again, but apparently it's time for her to double down on it.
And do we believe her this time? Because she said she's leaving before.
She has said she's leaving before, but I don't think she's ever gone quite this far. It seems pretty clear that the Oprah Winfrey Show, at least, will end. However, what kind of presence she'll have on cable is yet to be determined.
And I have to ask you, what does this mean for ABC?
You know, for ABC affiliates who have depended on Oprah as a lead-in for the local news for decades, they're going to have a lot of work to do trying to rebuild that audience without her.
Okay, Brian Stelter, New York Times media reporter. We've been asking listeners, John, what Oprah means to you. And Brian, Oprah, what's the first thing you think of quickly?
It's that slogan, best life. She embodies that optimism.
Okay.
All right, so we're continuing with the takeouts in this segment. And Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, optimism from Oprah? She didn't invent optimism for you, did she?
Well, when I think of Oprah, I think of the Michael Jordan of talk television.
Well, which leads us right to sports. We've got basketball and at Madison Square Garden, which sort of kicks off the college hoop season. And we've got football matchups for the weekend. Get started.
So real quick, it was the 15th year of the Coaches versus Cancer Classic. They raised $4.5 million against cancer. Five out of the eight last national championships began their seasons in this tournament. I talked to a fan yesterday. They said the score is not important. What's important is the alley-oop differential. So that means plus one for an alley-oop, minus one if you miss one. Count the alley-oops and you really know who wins the game.
Huh. And any standouts at the tournament?
UNC is one of the best programs. They lost four out of five starters last year from their national championship team, but they're still ranked fourth in the country. They look great. And SU is playing Syracuse University, the Orange. They're playing great defense. They have a lot of big men, and they're poised to get to the Final Four.
And they got to make it to March before we'll be paying attention between now and then. Quick on football.
Well, we have Miami Dolphins versus the Carolina Panthers last night. They won big without Ronnie Brown. But this weekend, the Jets versus the Patriots is going to be a huge game. The Jets will have to see if they can beat them a second time in the season.
Chargers, Broncos, Colts, Ravens. We'll talk about that on Monday.
Those are great games, yeah.
And our last takeout is from Pop Art. There's a new action figure hitting the stores today, not G.I. Joe. It is Lady Michelle Obama joining the ranks of high-profile action figures. Takeaway correspondent Femi Okay joins us. And she's brought us some of these little 4-inch plastic, hard plastic dolls. Describe this doll for us.
It is not a doll. It is an action figure. The artist will be furious about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So 6 inches of Michelle Obama action figure. Her head swivels around 360 degrees.
As Ibrahim could be a bad thing, actually.
Ibrahim decided and found out that her hips also wiggled as well. And she is a toy for grown-ups. So we're looking at 18 plus.
And you actually spoke with the figure's designer, and he had something interesting to say about the design of it.
Yeah, his name's Jason Feinberg. And if you look at the dolls, action figures, excuse me, they're caricatures. So when I went to see him, I wasn't expecting to see a serious artist. He's a pop artist, very serious, only will make figures of personalities he really believes in. He's already got an Obama doll out, and that was candidate Obama last year. And he was really amazed that the stores wanted to carry his Obama figure, but there was a clause to it. Here's Jason picking up the story.
Every major retail chain wanted to carry Obama, but for fear of offending, you know, half of their customer base, they needed to have the balance of a McCain too. I felt like I was making a deal with the devil. I didn't enjoy doing it. I never felt good about having them. I actually wound up giving away like 7,000 leftover McCains on the Conan O'Brien show.
Okay, so Femi, you know, you took this action figure of Michelle Obama out on under the streets of New York, and what did people have to say?
I did indeed. Now, Jason doesn't actually do any market research. He just makes figures he's passionate about. So I asked for three versions of Michelle Obama wearing different outfits and went out into Brooklyn to see what people had to say. Have a listen to this.
Strong cheekbones, strong jawbone, and the arms look like she's a wrestler.
She's got great arms and great forms.
You just dropped the first lady.
This is not an action figure. This is a doll. Girls don't make action figures. I'm sorry.
I love it. That's a good keepsake to have. To remind you of our history and how far our people has come.
I have a couple words for the guy who said girls don't make action figures, if you want to hand over his contact information. I heard the groan there. But where can people pick these up?
They're in stores as from today. There's 10,000 for the original first run, $12.99. And Ibrahim, $12.99 to you. Ibrahim loves them. Apparently the guys really like these dolls.
Okay,
you should get to work on an Oprah doll.
Femi, okay, takeaway correspondent, thanks so much. And coming up, is it worth putting fighter jets on alert at all times? It was after 9/11, but maybe not 8 years later. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.